Welcome to Food for Thought. My name is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau. I'm an author and educator dedicated to empowering people to make informed food choices, to debunking myths about veganism, and to giving people the tools and resources they need to live according to their own values of compassion and wellness. I'm the author of The Joy of Vegan Baking, The Vegan Table, Color Me Vegan, Vegan's Daily Companion, and the 30-Day Vegan Challenge. You can learn more about who I am and what I do by visiting my website, compassionatecook.com. Hello, everyone. I am so happy to be here with you today. I have so much to share with you, and I didn't want to take up too much time on an episode where I want to focus on the topic. So I created a special episode to tell you about all the wonderful things I have for you as we enter this new year. And just so you know, this is not officially the next podcast episode. It's not going to be another month before the next episode. This is just an interim announcement. But in the first week of January, my hope is to be able to share with you the first podcast of 2012. And I'm thrilled to tell you that I plan on doing the podcast on a monthly basis again. That is my intention, at least. Regular listeners know this has been a year of very mixed emotions for me, although it has brought many blessings, namely the fact that David and I renewed our vows for our 10-year wedding anniversary. That was very special. Family and friends came out to celebrate with us. Also, I saw the publication of two of my latest books, Vegan's Daily Companion and the 30-Day Vegan Challenge. And of course, I was able to create all the goodies I'm about to announce to you. It has also been a most excruciating year. Losing my dear friend Michael unexpectedly and very tragically was bad enough. Losing my beloved Schuster 4 days later was almost more than I could bear. And add to that a very stressful and very painful situation whose details I cannot divulge and whose resolution is not yet here. I honestly don't know how I got through this year. I am certain it was through the strength of my husband and my friends who have been carrying me, and undoubtedly all of you who provide me with the assurance that my work is necessary and valuable. That is quite literally what has kept me going. So I do know what has kept me going, but it's been very difficult. So I end 2011 with gratitude for all of the love and affection in my life, but I very much look forward to 2012. I've never wanted a year to end so much. I've never been one of those people who said, I can't wait for this year to end. Oh God, like an entire year, really? There's nothing you can point to that's good, like the whole year. And like I said, there have been wonderful things, but I really want 2011 to end. And I look forward to 2012, if not just for the symbolism of just this year ending, being done with. One thing I can tell you is that I cannot keep up the pace that I've created. I'm trying in 2012, one of my goals is to work with someone to help me prioritize all of the projects that I've created and have yet to create, all the things I still want to do, as well as to help me find some balance on a day-to-day basis. The way I've been working is not sustainable. It's not working for me. So I'm very burnt out. But as I prioritize all of these things that are very important to me, I want you to know that the clarity I have includes that this podcast is very important and needs to keep going. So I am very certain that this podcast will remain a priority. I have compiled a list of the episodes I want to produce in 2012, and my intention is to return to this once a month schedule that we used to have, and that's my intention. I miss you all so much, but I guess I'm back is what I want to say, specifically to the podcast, and I'll talk more about those episodes for 2012. So let's get on to the announcements, shall we? The first thing I want to announce is the new website. I'm so thrilled to have an entirely new, brand new, beautiful website after many years of wanting and needing to upgrade. I finally have a new website that is warmer, it's more robust, it's more flexible, it's just more modern. My old website was very old, and I'm so grateful to Casey Maxwell, who originally designed that for me, and of course to David, who's really kept it going. I am very happy to have a new website, but you can find it at compassionatecooks.com, compassionatecook.com, thecompassionatecook.com, ColleenPatrickGoudreau.com, and then all of the domains for my books, Joy of Vegan Baking, Vegan Table, Vegan's Daily Companion, 30-Day Vegan Challenge, ColorMeVegan.com, all of those things go to the new website. They all forward to the new website. So I hope you check it out. In fact, I need you to check it out because the more activity we have on the website where you like pages or you share pages or comment on pages and posts, the higher the chances are that searches will pick it up. So the more activity on the site, the better. And I think you'll really enjoy the new website. There's still a ton of information and resources on there, and it's growing. All of these resources are growing. One of the things I hope to have very soon, keep checking paying back is, in addition to the vegan organizations and companies that I have on the website, we are building a resource thanks to some new volunteers, and I'm going to thank them in a little bit. We have a new database for vegan wellness practitioners, such as acupuncturists and chiropractors and fitness instructors and dietitians and nutritionists and lots of different wellness practitioners. I'm so excited about this because people ask me for these things all the time. And I'm so tired of people being told by acupuncturists, because they're trained in Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine, that they have to consume animal products. It's just not true. And I want to be able to point people to acupuncturists and to other wellness practitioners who will support what they already believe and what they're already doing in terms of eating vegan. So keep an eye out for that. We're building that, and we should have that up pretty soon. If you are a wellness practitioner, or you know of someone who is, who should be on this list, please send an email to contact@compassionatecooks.com. I would love that. We want to really make this robust and as fleshed out as possible. In terms of the new website, I also made an executive decision, because I can, to dismantle the old message board and not include it on the new website, mainly because I just don't have the time and resources to stay on top of that message board, and it became pretty dusty and desolate. I mean, and Facebook kind of grew up around the same time the message board was there, and, you know, it just doesn't have the activity that justifies keeping it. But the reason I feel okay about this decision is because the new website is built in such a way that encourages and supports interaction on the website itself through comments on my posts and pages. So my hope is that you will participate in the new website by sharing and commenting directly on those pages. This includes being able to add comments and questions and have discussions on the individual podcast episodes. It's something I've been wanting for a very long time, and now we finally have it. So you can go to podcast, Food for Thought podcast on the new website, and you can find the individual episodes and comment on those and have discussions with each other and meet each other on the website. Isn't that exciting? Also, on that note, if you go to the Food for Thought blog under writings, you can browse or search for a post called New Podcast Episodes for 2012, where I listed out those podcast episode ideas that I mentioned a little while ago. And I invited feedback from listeners, and I've gotten some great feedback. I would love your suggestions. I would love your comments and thoughts about what topics you would like to see me cover in this year, well, 2012 or subsequent years. Of course, I can't make any guarantees, but I do read everything you send me, and I absolutely take your thoughts and suggestions into account. So please comment on that post and other posts as well, and other podcasts as well. You can subscribe to the RSS feed. You'll find that towards the bottom of the website, so that you'll know when I post new videos or make updates or whatever. So you can subscribe to the RSS feed for the website. Okay, so that's the new website. And in that context, we have so many other wonderful things. I am very excited and so grateful for my new messageware, thanks to Aaron Weinstein of StudioStein.com. That's StudioStein.com. Aaron is amazing. We have a number of gorgeous new joyful vegan designs, as well as a very special, unique design that we call Words to Live By. It basically takes that awful image of an animal. In our case, we have a pig. That, you know, you've seen that animal dissected into different butcher's cuts, and we turn it on its head, claiming it for our own and making it about compassion rather than violence. So I hope you love it as much as I do. We've already sold a number of these shirts, and people are loving them. I think you're going to love them. So the Joyful Vegan, the Words to Live By shirts, thanks to Gary Lowenthal, whose idea it was to call that design Words to Live By. You'll see why it really fits. Thank you, Gary. I had been calling it something else that wasn't right, and I really appreciated that he made the suggestion to change the name of what I was calling it. So thank you, Gary. And thank you, Aaron. There are many variations of the designs themselves, including various color combinations for the designs relative to the different shirts. So there's shirts, there's sweatshirts, there's aprons, hats, totes, there's shirts and everything for men, women, children. The materials, some of them are eco-friendly, some of them are organic, some are made by American Apparel. Some of the shirts have quotes on the back of them. My quotes, such as, don't do nothing because you can't do everything, do something, anything. One option is a quote that says, if we don't have time to be sick, then we have to make time to be healthy, and other ones. What's really nice about the company that I'm working with now for these shirts, instead of using Cafe Press, which I just was not happy with for a long time, there's a company that I'm using called Spreadshirt, and they enable people to build their own shirts. So if there's a combination of a design and quote or color or shirt, whatever, that I didn't manually create, because we had to manually create every one of these shirts that you'll see on the website. You can do it yourself. So I love the flexibility of that. So thank you, Aaron and Julie, for this amazing gift. And if Aaron is still up for it, if he's not tired of me yet, I would love to be able to create other variations of the Words to Live By image, so that we have a cow and a sheep and a goat also in that butcher's cut, but in our compassionate version. It's up to Aaron. We also, or my intention, if Aaron still is up for it, I'd love to create shirts that say Ambassador of Compassion, and then also Compassionate Cook, and Be Kind to Animals, Don't Eat Them. So we have other plans for other messages for the shirts. But for now, I think you're going to love what we have there, what we have on the website, CompassionateCook.com under shop. Moving on to the next announcement. In addition to my regular monthly newsletter called Food for Thought, I am very excited to announce a new mailing list that's daily. It's called Daily Dose of Compassion. It's free, of course, just like Food for Thought. And subscribers receive every day in their inbox a daily dose of compassion from me. The first email goes out on January 1st, 2012. So it's one of the reasons I wanted to get this episode out there to you. So you can go to the website and subscribe to this. Every email, each and every day, includes an inspirational or motivational or empowering quote or a maxim or a blessing or a thought from my lips to your ears or from my fingers to your eyes, as well as a little personal note from me. We're talking about every day of the year. You can start your day off with a little bit of inspiration about compassion and wellness. And if you're wondering how it's different from my book, Vegan's Daily Companion, because that's called, you know, 365 Days of Inspiration for Living Compassionately. It's very different. It's obviously a different medium altogether. Vegan's Daily Companion, being a book, allows for more elaboration. And Daily Dose of Compassion emails are very short, and they're in the form of little short, succinct quotes that enable you to forward them on to family and friends. So please go to CompassionateCook.com, and at the bottom of the page, you'll see a button called Free Newsletter, or you'll see it under Resources. And when you click on it, you'll see a page that asks for your email address. Even if you already subscribe to Food for Thought, just enter your email address, and on the next page, you'll be able to check off if you want Food for Thought or Daily Dose of Compassion or both. And you can also update your email address there as well. I'm very excited. I hope you're excited about this too, so you can start getting your Daily Dose of Compassion. Moving on to the next announcement, which is pretty substantial, and it really affects you more than anybody else, is the new Compassionate Cooks Club. I've been threatening to announce this, and now I'm able to. It is fully automated. It is super amazing. You, all of you podcast listeners, have been the main supporters of my work, and you've been so generous and have enabled me to do this work. And I know so many of you who've been doing this really since just when I just had this podcast sponsorship format, and then the old membership club, the Compassionate Cooks Club. I know that so many of you began offering support because of what you were getting out of the podcast and my other work. And the perks I offered were, you know, my way to say thank you, but I was never comfortable just giving you just a few recipes and some coupon codes. I really wanted to be able to give you something more. And I know that, like I said, you're supporting the work because you appreciate the podcast and the content that I'm providing, but I wanted to be able to make it more reciprocal. And so now I can, and I'm really excited about that. I'll get to those details in a minute. In the old membership program, there were about six or more levels, and it became very difficult to differentiate between some of the very similarly priced ones. So based on what I saw people signing up at and consulting some people on this as well, I've really changed it, made it more clear, made it more value-based. So now there's only three levels, which is, I think, perfect. There's silver, gold, and platinum. All members get discounts on my books. All members continue to get discounts from my compassionate business partners. And what's really exciting is what all members get now is premium content created just for you, including the first one, which I think is pretty significant, are brand new recipes. These are recipes that members get that are not in any of my existing books. Some are from me. Some are from my new, amazing, wonderful recipe contributors. They submit recipes to me. I test them. I approve them. And then I share them with members. And these are just amazing women. Kadri Nelson of Kadri's Kitchen, Amanda Mann of Sweet and Savory Vegan, Kathy Fisher of Straight Up Food, who make the most wonderful, delicious recipes based on whole foods. And they all have blogs and they're all doing this work, but they're offering these recipes that are specific Lee made for me to be able to pass on to members. So I'm very grateful to them. And you can find links to their blogs on the website. So that's really exciting. Lots of new recipes. And who knows, I am not saying I'm writing another cookbook. I'm not saying that at all. So calm down. But these recipes could make it somewhere else someday and in another book or whatever, and you're going to be getting the very first taste of them. So I'm very excited to be able to offer new recipes. It's felt really good to get back into the kitchen and start testing recipes again. It's not something I want to do all the time. I really like the balance I have. Well, I don't have balance, but I like the ability or the option to have balance with the different kinds of work that I do, the writing, the recipes, the teaching, the speaking, etc. And it's been really good to get back into the kitchen. So I'm really excited to share with you some new recipes. So that's for all members, and the different members get a different number of recipes. And there's other premium content for all members as well. And then on top of that, Gold and Platinum members receive autographed books. They get videos that are made just for them. And they get podcast sampler CDs. They get included on the special members page. They get included in the podcast episodes to thanking them, including them, providing links to their websites or blogs, what have you. And you can see how the Gold and Platinum members are differentiated when you go to the website. But I included what might seem like a high level in the Platinum level, because there are people who do express interest in having this more personal experience with me, including people who want or need advice on starting a vegan business, finding their voice as an activist, or who just want to have the opportunity, the option to have direct contact with me. So you can think of that Platinum level as more of a consultant kind of personal businessy role that I play with Platinum members. And we already have some very special Platinum members. I am so grateful for their support. They are such special people. And I'm not just saying that because they're Platinum members. They know that. They're very special people to me. I know and love them well. David Cabrera and Alexander Gray from Alexander Gray Associates. Very grateful for their support. AlexanderGray.com. You may remember me talking about them. They hosted me in New York City to come out and do my Animals in the Arts presentation. And they've been incredibly helpful and wonderful and supportive to me. Tim Anderson is also a very generous, wonderful friend and Platinum member. And I'm so grateful for his support. I'm very blessed for all of the members' support. And I will be thanking some new Gold members in the next episode as well. What's really exciting about the new membership is that members have their own login information and their own account, so they can see content that's just for them. So literally, I can put, you know, free information out there for everybody, and I will continue to do that, of course. But this new format we have enables me to have flexibility to communicate with members directly and offer special discounts and make special announcements and put content up that's just for them. So it's pretty cool. I've already sent an email out to all existing members telling them of the new club and offering them a free trial period. If you haven't received an email or if you've had trouble logging in, please let me know right away. Send an email to info@compassionatecooks.com and we'll help you out. We've had a few bumps with the coupon codes for the trial membership, so please know that we're working it out. I just need your patience and your trust. We respond to every single email, and I want you to make sure that I hear you and I'm here and I want to give you what you need. Thank you so much for your support. I'm very excited to get to know the members more visibly through the new site, and I'm excited for the members to get to know each other on the new site. It's very exciting to be able to offer this, and I'll be adding a map feature as well so you can really find each other wherever you live, wherever you are. Now, before I move on to the next announcement, I need to thank the person who made it possible for me to have this website and new membership program. Florian Radke was in charge of building the new website and the new membership program. He's an incredibly generous person dedicated to the animals, and he deserves all the credit for what I have now. You may not know him by his name, but you might know the company that he and his wife own in Berkeley, California. They're the founders and owners of Cineholic, cineholic.com, which sells amazing gourmet, artisan, kind of small batch vegan cinnamon rolls every day of the year. And if you're thinking, well, I don't live in the San Francisco Bay Area or even California for that matter, Miss Fancy Pants Colleen, just keep your pants on. You can mail order cinnamon rolls so that they can be delivered anywhere in the country at any time. I don't know if they do international orders or Canadian orders. They might ask them. It's worth it. The cinnamon rolls are amazingly delicious, and the people who run Cineholic are just the top Florian and Shannon are two of the sweetest, biggest hearted people I know who want nothing more than to end violence against animals. So check out their website, check out Shannon's blog, which is really awesome. Order some cinnamon rolls, visit them if you're in the area. They're right across the street from the University of California at Berkeley's campus on Oxford Street in Berkeley. And tell them I sent you. You can find all of what I speak on Cinnaholic.com. And thank you so much, Florian, for creating my amazing, amazing website, Cinnaholic.com. This is also a good segue to thank some of the volunteers who stepped up to help me. I have been a little frazzled, to say the least, since Michael died. Michael was my right-hand man, for those who don't know that. And I've been really struggling to keep all the balls in the air. These are balls that I willingly put in the air. I realize that, but I'm having a hard time juggling. Needless to say, I've dropped a few, and I have accepted that I am not a world-class juggler. So a few months ago, I put a call out on Facebook and Twitter asking for some help with writing and researching and other needs. And within 24 hours, I had 70 emails, which was pretty amazing and quite moved me and overwhelmed me. Thank you, overwhelmed by just the outpouring of desire to help. I wish you could see these emails. I'm so grateful. Thank you, everyone who wrote to me. And I'm sorry if I haven't had a chance just to thank you for writing and expressing interest in helping me. But out of it, we have a new group of people who've been helping me in a number of different areas. Bridie Reed, who's been helping me answer emails. Maria Vandervert, who's overseeing a campaign to get my books in more bookstores and in Whole Foods and small boutique stores. She is amazing and has done so much already with the help of Darren Cordell. Thank you both so much. We can use a lot more people on this. This is a really important campaign that it's ongoing. I mean, we just need help doing this. And if you're willing to help, we could use it. Volunteers@compassionatecooks.com. You can write to us at that email address. And thank you, Maria and Darren, for all of your work on this. Anna Finderup and Lisa Rose Marsden and Colleen Davis and Wendy Shoup and Millie Fain have been amazing research volunteers for me. Thank you all for what you've been doing. Lisa Rose and Colleen have been putting together the Wellness Practitioners database. Colleen is working on veterinarians. We're going to have veterinarians, vegan veterinarians as well. So they've been amazing. Mari Dickerson is eager and anxious to help me with some editorial needs. I'm anxious to work with her on this. I haven't even had time to help coordinate this. Nikki Welk has been a superstar, rock star, helping me with the new website, adding content, cleaning things up, adding a lot of value and integrity to the site. I'm so grateful, Nikki, to you. Thank you so much. And she lives just down the street from me, which is pretty cool. So we get to meet and chat over some good food and tea. So thank you so much, Nikki. And I need to thank Sky Chari and Brett Renville. You've heard Brett Renville's name before. Brett Renville Photo? Is it brettrenville.com? Brett has shot a number of videos for me already. And Sky has completely stepped up for me since I lost Michael. And I don't know what I would have done without her. She is so humble and amazing. And she would say that she's done nothing, but she's done everything. She's an amazing person. I'm so grateful for all the time and support she's given me. And she and Brett spent a week with me shooting over a dozen or more videos for a project I cannot yet talk about it, but I will tell you about it soon. And I just want to give them a shout out for being absolute angels to me, in addition to everyone else who has stepped up or who already helps me. So that is it for the Love Fest. A couple more announcements. One is that I announced recently on Facebook and Twitter about the podcast app, and then realized maybe I never mentioned this on the podcast, so I thought podcast listeners would want to know about this if you don't already. Of course, I'd love to have an app for my website. We will have an app for a new project I'm working on, but I can't focus on it right now. You would be interested, I think you might be interested in knowing that we do have an app for the podcast. There's an app for the iPad and the iPhone, and you can get it through iTunes. I have been trying to get the Android app up and running, but I have not been successful. So please know that if it were up to me, I'd be offering that too, but it's not up to me. So just be patient with me. And if you have any secrets for making this happen, let me know. But I thought you'd be interested in knowing there is an app for the podcast. Also, my husband has been tasked with creating a ringtone of the podcast theme music. And it's almost here. So very soon you can hear the podcast theme music every time your phone rings. It was a special request from David Cabrera and Alex Gray. And frankly, if David and Alex are the only people who use it, it's worth it to create it for them. But they didn't know this, but you can't request something from me and not expect me to do it. Though in this case, I had to defer to my techie husband to do it. So we've been really busy and we haven't been able to finish it, but we will. So the next time you hear my voice again, and the next episode, I will tell you how to get the ringtone for the podcast theme music. You're all so sweet about the music. I just love you all. Now, the last announcement explains the title of this episode. It's a girl. No, I did not hide a 9-month pregnancy or adopt a baby girl. Well, we did adopt a baby girl, but not a human baby girl. I'm talking about a kitty. I don't know what you were thinking, but we have a new addition to our home, and it's just been amazing. I was very careful, as I'm sure all of you can identify with my broken heart after losing Schuster, who honestly I have not fully grieved through all of the shock and trauma of the last 6 months. But I knew, broken though my heart was, it had room for another. So by mid-September, I had started looking on petfinder.com to adopt a new kitty, and I wanted to open our home and hearts to her. And I wanted Charlie to have a companion as well. He was definitely grief-stricken when Schuster died. Perhaps I should have consulted him a little more because he's still a little grumpy by our new addition. But we had a few criteria for our new kitty, and you can laugh all you want, but I wanted another black and white tuxedo cat because I think they're awesome. As I've said before, they're very dog-like. But with all the wonderful cat traits, you've got this great combination of dog and cat in the black and white tuxedos. They're just adorable. I can't help how cute they are. And of course, black and white cats are the least adopted of all cats. So that was my first criterion, was black and white tuxedo or black. I was willing to adopt a black cat too. The second was that she'd be fostered in a home with other cats, so I knew she'd be accustomed to living with another kitty. And we were flexible about her age, but one thing we knew besides being black and white tuxedo was that she had to be female. That was David's only request. We had only had boy kitties up to that point. We had Simon and Schuster and Charlie, and of course we had had Cassandra for a short time. She was a kitty we took in for a short time, and David really had fallen in love with her, as did I, and we really missed that. He missed that real girl energy. So his only request was that she be a girl, and I wanted to honor that. So off I went to petfinder.com and searched different shelters and rescue groups in the entire San Francisco Bay Area. And with those criteria in mind, I came across a video of two litter mates playing with a little fishing toy. And I fell in love with this little kitty. They had named her Nala. I changed her name as quickly as I could. I didn't love that name. But long story short, it took a few weeks for me to finally get to meet her. And when I did, I knew in the first minute that I wanted to take her home. And when I did, she's just been the most amazing, amazing addition. She'd been fostered in a home with cats and dogs and kids, and she was very well socialized. She and several of her siblings had been rescued as itsy bitsy teensy weensy little babies, and they were bottle fed by her rescuers. She was the last of the siblings to be adopted, and I don't know about those other kittens. They were probably awesome too, but they could not have topped this amazing little angel. She is amazing. She was about 5 or 6 months young when we brought her home on October 2nd, and she has brought us nothing but immense joy. She is kind of ridiculously cute. It's a little painful. It's a little painful how cute she is, because she knows it too. She's a total flirt. She's a total coquette. She plays fetch better than any dog I know. She loves nothing more than to cuddle up with you. She's vocal. She's funny. She's playful. She's very mature also. She's very self-sufficient and self-confident, and she can hold her own with Charlie, who's been grumpy with her. She adjusted to our routine immediately. She has been sleeping. Really, she and Charlie have been sleeping. I mean, Charlie, too. Like, they sleep with us through the night. They don't get up in the middle of the night. They've just been on our routine from the beginning, which is pretty awesome. And it's been almost 3 months since she's been here, and she and Charlie are still working things out, but it's better than it was, way better than it was. No two cats can ever be the way Simon and Schuster were together, and I'm not expecting that, but I wish Charlie wasn't so grumpy. He's getting better, but he's just very moody. He doesn't hide his feelings. It's very, very funny and sad, but they're doing okay. They're doing okay. And that is the big announcement of the year, the coming home of Michiko. Her name is Japanese. It means beautiful and wise, and it's the name of the main female character in my absolute favorite movie, The Human Condition. So that's all I got. I have to go so I can work on the next podcast episode. Thank you so much for sticking with me. Thank you for your patience and your support. And really, thank you for your love. I feel it and I experience it. And I've met a number of you in different cities around the country, around North America and Canada too. And I really feel it. And I want you to know that it has meant everything to me. So I hope you know how much I value you right back. Perhaps I'll see you on Twitter and Facebook and on the new site as visitors or members. I'd also be most grateful if you could take a few moments to review any of my books on Amazon, and if you would also add a review of the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done so already. Here's to a new year filled with compassion and love and abundance, and I wish that for you and for all of your loved ones. For the animals, this is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. Thanks for listening.